I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Interesting Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 176. And joining me today, I have Alex.
Hi.
I got Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And actually, we have a newfound member to the Interesting Geeks family. We got Franny.
Hey, what's up, bitches?
Professionalism at its fucking finest.
I know. Isn't it pretty awesome?
Fucking top hat, monocles, and fucking pinky ups, motherfucker. Where's the pinky up? Either your nose taking a hit of coke or in your ass.
Basically. You know, I have that problem. My pinky does stick up every time I drink something. I didn't notice that until after the bird cage when I realized I used to do that shit too.
Nice.
Oh my god, I was gonna say you're as gay as Nathan Lane. Holy shit.
How basic. got your white claw in hand. Your PSL.
Nice.
Your
my
PSL
god.
Flavored white claw.
Holy shit, Brandon's on a roll today.
Oh my god, yeah, we're all on it or whatever. I can see right now, like, you know, the random fans that we have, you know, especially those of the other persuasion, like, listen. I was raised by two brothers as such, so don't get offended by me. I'm just very out there, and I speak my mind with no problem whatsoever. So if you get upset or whatever, hey, I'm sorry, but if you could take a dick, I guess you could take a joke.
Exactly. Hey, fucking exactly. Thank you.
Usually the ones that can't take a joke usually can't take the dick.
Yeah, pretty fucking much.
Or they're afraid to, like, can I?
Look at it. Get it away.
It's so intimidating.
Wow.
He's staring at me too hard.
Oh, yes.
That one eye just keeps looking at me. Why is he about
to
spit?
Looking right at me.
Yeah. What is that? Yes.
Coming right at me.
It's like Mark Ruffalo turning into the Hulk. What the fuck?
Okay.
Why is it green?
Wow.
Oh, no, that, my friend, you have to go to the doctor for.
Wow. What I missed?
Are we gonna go old school? Hey, here's some penicillin. Wow.
Oh my god.
This is how we start the podcast. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be back.
I was gonna say, it's like, what I miss in the course of 2 weeks.
Well, right. it's actually been more than two.
Big jokes.
It's been about almost a month.
Ooh.
No, I was on the show the week before Comic-Con.
No, but the week before, no. Well, yeah, no. Then it was like 2 weeks before Comic-Con, 2 weeks after Comic-Con. And then last week, you weren't here either.
All right. Wow. So what happened in a month?
Yeah, exactly. A bunch of shit happened in a month. So, speaking of, what the fuck you guys been up to?
I've been recuperating from Comic-Con.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not even like, you know, who we're gonna go to first, Franny, whatever. I'm the lady. I'm gonna go first, motherfucker.
Right?
Like, I'm just gonna jump right in.
I threw in my elbows and I said what I had to.
Wow.
There you go. That's fair.
Yeah, she went. My voice is gonna be heard. Hashtag me too, motherfuckers.
Wow. That's the name of the show right there.
I like it.
Hashtag me too, MFers.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that up right now. Hashtag me too, motherfuckers.
There you go. Wow.
I can see right now, whatever, like, you know, we our female fans, like, well, actually, yeah, we do have a couple. Oh, since I mentioned that. Hey, Mishy.
No, it's
hello,
like
baby.
That's gonna be the title, and like our sponsors are gonna be like, "Yo, what up, guys?" Like, no, this is 2019. You can't say that.
I could say whatever I want. Thank you. You could just put earmuffs. Earmuffs. You don't like it? Earmuff it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And not only just that, but like we are listed as fucking like explicit and shit. We're not fucking like.
No, we're not. We don't. No.
Oh my god! I can see right now. Whatever. You can go muff yourself.
Basically. Yeah.
Wow.
Hashtag earmuffs, bitch.
Wow.
Freedom muffs. I don't give a muff.
That's like Franny and Alex with like all the title ideas right there.
Well, wow. First off, whatever. So you guys can know, you know, Franny and I have been friends for like over half our lives. So yeah.
Nice. That's always awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great friend. That's a great batch of friendship right there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Do you guys complete each other's
sandwiches?
Diarrheas?
Yes.
Right, imagine whatever diarrhea is or whatever. Are you done? I gotta finish your work. Look at this modern art masterpiece. Look at it. It was like I almost didn't make the toilet.
I almost missed.
I missed.
Or maybe
you guys.
That was
I
part
really
of the
missed.
Masterpiece.
So who else is going to share what they've been doing for the past couple
work.
Weeks?
No, you can continue.
No, that was it. That was it.
Recovering for Comic-Con.
Like I'm still in Comic-Con mind right now, so.
I was
my autograph picture of Pee-wee Herman since Comic-Con. Nice. Yesterday, I finally hung it up. So,
did you print out a picture of his mugshot and get a sign?
No.
Why did nobody think of this?
I don't think he would have.
Because the whole thing is this: people that are actually fans of his or whatever, would not do something as such. Listen, you don't.
He might
like,
have thought like consulting.
Yeah, I was gonna say joking around or whatever. Listen, it's like you don't go to Jesus with a crucifix. Can you find it?
I would. Do you guys not know me? Come on.
Yeah, I can see right now. You're going to give him 3 fucking 9-inch nails or whatever. Here, can you put yourself up for the night?
Oh, how very crow of you.
That was so lame. I forgot to laugh at how lame it was.
Well, are you mad because I mentioned 9-inch nails or Jesus?
9-inch nails.
All right, well. To be honest with you, whatever, I love Trent. So, you know, that's the only reason I mentioned 9-inch nails.
So he's also
Downward Spiral, great album.
He's a Rock and Roll Fall of Fame nominee. So, yeah.
Good for him.
He can't be that bad.
Who? What?
Well, I mean, he can't be that bad.
Who can't be that bad?
But
Jesus.
Trent Reznor.
I don't know. Has he ever answered any of your calls? Because,
but you know, at the same point, I mean,
I think Trent Reznor has more prayers than Jesus for me. But
I'm yeah.
Why are we talking about Jesus? Jesus is at work right now.
This is the inner city. No. You don't.
He just made my burrito ball.
this is the inner city geeks. Jesus loves you podcast.
Okay, I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
And Franny just signed off.
Oh, man.
And she comes back. And another thing, don't press your religion on me, motherfuckers.
All right, Brian, what you been up to, man?
I've been good. I've been, busy at work because, you guys know, Franny, this is new to you, but I'm a wine and spirits store manager in Brooklyn.
Ooh, fun.
It is.
I love myself some whiskey. What's up?
So do I. My store's on Church
Avenue.
Hey,
don't worry. I've been trying to bark off that tree for free shit, and I still haven't got anything yet. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I still haven't got anything either.
I'm good with discounts. I don't need nothing free.
Yeah, word. I'm good with that, too.
So,
I'm a broke dude from the South Bronx. Yes, I do.
So, you know, as I joke around about New York Comic Con, it's my last bit of fun until January 1st. Because post Comic Con through the holidays, I'm barely social, you know, like, yeah, I'll do the show. Yeah, I'll go see a friend here or there. But like, for the most part, I am on call at work, you know,
in work mode.
So, yeah, I'm, you know, recovering from Comic Con still. I normally do a day off in between that and work, but I needed to cover the store. So I got I had a 3-day weekend last week. It was good. But other than that, I mean, pumped out some videos and I pumped out a blog, as you guys might have read.
Yes.
You know, Steve very reading it with dinner.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you to. but yeah, I got another idea for a blog coming too.
Very good.
I just gotta find the time. And this one, I'm thinking about it. I apologize for the text at like 3 a.m. the other night.
It's okay. I'm sleeping, so it doesn't bother me.
It's cool. I was drunk.
oh, fun. Drunk texts are the best.
So, I mean.
And then the thing followed was, why aren't you answering me?
You know, I mean, I at least respected them enough to not like put like 17 different GIFs after that text.
Well, that would have been hilarious to wake up to, though. Then I would have been like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I wouldn't look back after that.
I might just do that tonight, even though it's just a sober night. Just do it anyway.
now you know whose phone he's blocking.
yeah, I'll do it from Meg's phone. Franny.
Who is this random Walking Dead meme?
Franny,
yes, I know my name.
Since you're new, Meg is my wife.
I kind of figured that when you said married, it was either that or your dog. So okay. Why would your dog have a phone?
Or because it was a character from Family Guy.
And it wouldn't be my it wouldn't be my dog. It would be my two lovely cats that have cell phones and they share and they share a family plan. All jokes aside, it's like I got this other gigantic story arc thing in my head brewing about everything that's gone on in the last couple of years. But you know what it is because I'm pumping all this out because Toy Fair is coming up before you know it. And Toy Fair, in order to, get a press pass again, you need to have fresh material.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm counting down the days as the press app is 11:15. And so I want to get blogs and throw, you know, the show on, of course, and everything else.
That's one of the things that I was like still thinking, like, dude, like you put up tons of videos all the time. Like, why can't they just take those videos as like, okay, yeah, this is what I do. Like, what else do you fucking want?
Their criteria is 100,000 subscribers.
Yes. Yes.
Fuck that.
I have 300.
That's kind of like Comic-Con, you need a lot of subscribers. Plus now they're adding view time. So even if you do have a number of subscribers, if you don't have that high amount of watches on your videos too, even, you know, then,
And this is why next year Comic-Con, I'm going to try again for press, but not through through us.
I try every year for press, except this past 2 years because of my accident.
Well, the good thing too is that don't they have like the like a pro pass or some shit like that too?
They do, and that's what I'm thinking about doing. Because like maybe I can't get it as press, sure, but maybe if I'm like, hey, I'm a podcaster and we have this and we're on these platforms, they might be like, oh, okay. But New York Toy Fair is different, and they have. See, and this is why I say they're different because, like, I've been pressed now 3 years in a row, and I've had my and if you count the fair, which is the same company as Toy Fair, that's 4 passes. Reed Pop, they, you know, despite that, they're like, no. So the press app is coming up in a month, and
I'm going to say one thing about Reed Pop.
What's up?
They gave a dick.
Dude, every year they're making it more and more difficult to obtain a pass for Comic-Con.
They are.
Remember how I told you before, that it took me 2 hours on the queue, and I was getting scared that I wasn't going to be able to get my 4-day.
Yeah, like how I got my 4-day, right? How I got the 4-day, which is so stupid that it's only, I mean, because they brought it back this year, because last year it was just individual tickets,
which was stupid.
And they got rid of both the 3- and 4-day, but this year was the 4-day for only presale.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was like, not everybody has access to get to their device at this time, you know? And I mean, I think it was on my way to work or something, but like my, one of my good friends, he always has luck in the queue. And he managed to get the tickets for us.
Yeah, I've never had problems getting my Comic-Con tickets. I've heard a lot of people complain, but I've never had an issue. So that sucks.
She's like, fuck you guys.
She goes, man. I would be heartbroken if it was like, you know, that difficult.
But no,
and it is.
It is. I mean, I look at it like this. So my first Comic-Con was in 2012, and I got my pass 2 weeks later, and it was like $60 or something cheap for like a 4-day pass.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2013, it was a little trickier, but not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
2014 is when I camped out outside Midtown Comics.
Wow.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Well, I wanted to go, Steve.
I kind of missed that.
But that shit was ridiculous.
I kind of missed that. You could get your pass in Midtown Comics. I kind of missed that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why they stopped doing that. Because
Repop wants to, apparently the thing is they want to give everyone the opportunity to go.
But what they're really doing is giving the scalpers the
right, because... Because
you go now to Comic-Con, that's all it is. There's like 100 dudes out there with like 20 tickets each. And that shit really pissed me off.
This year,
I sometimes think that they're a plant, that they would just want to catch you to see if you do it. And then you'd be like, you're banned from life. One less person to worry about next.
Like, I don't know if you noticed this this year, Franny, but like there was a guy outside. Did you go all 4 days or no?
3 days, no.
Okay.
I'm in 3 days.
Okay. So.
The weekend.
All right. So you did at least Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. So on Friday, I got to the show at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy outside selling a press pass.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. And he's like, I got a press pass. I'm like, you know, no shit's fake. But no.
Meanwhile, I've been busting my ass for 4 years trying to get a press.
Yeah, right, you know? Exactly. But no, it's ReadPop really is making this difficult.
What I had problems with, you guys talking about having problems with tickets. The past, I think, 3 years, I had issues doing the raffle, that stupid fucking raffle thing when they started taking away the main stage.
I didn't do that. But okay.
I really hated that because I would go to Comic-Con really early to get all the bracelets when they used to give you bracelets, and just so I can go to those. So when they started,
it's your fault we couldn't get it to shit.
Yeah,
they started taking them away from the raffles. That really upset me. And every time I would go to the link to apply for it, it would never work. Except this year, it finally worked for me. So that's been my issue with them.
So for this year, the only panel that I did was, well, I mean, it was a 2-in-1 because we sat through one to get through another. I don't know if Alex brought this up. Did you bring up AEW at all?
Yeah, we camped out the Felicia Day, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and she was.
It was actually not a bad panel. It was informative, and it was actually kind of like, I would say it was a little inspiring too.
It was, because like, so you all know who Felicia Day is.
Yeah. I have no fucking clue.
Felicia Day.
I'm joking.
Yeah, Steve, somewhere deep down.
He's Googling her right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's why his camera feed is
by Googling him, he's cutting himself. Felicia Day.
Well, the thing is, it's like, I almost took you for real. I was going to be like, she's fucking Charlie at Supernatural, motherfucker. like, we just spoke about Supernatural.
Anyway. Before we started recording, you're going to mention that, right? You have to put in parentheses before we start recording.
So, she is a single mom. She created a self-help book, but it's not like your traditional read the self-help book and then want to commit suicide book. Like, she did like an intro. An interactive thing, almost like how Neil Patrick Harris created his own Choose Your Own Adventure a few years ago.
Yes, like Goosebumps.
Something, yeah, like that. So,
hey, Goosebumps, but for advice.
Yeah. So, like, she spoke about the book. She answered questions. There were people answering, you know, doing the Q&A thing, and she was super cool and everything. And then, like, but basically, what happened is that the person prior to her coming on, and I mean, Alex, you remember this girl working for Repop was like very like very like dictator.
Yeah, because they swear they know.
The announcer, whatever. Yeah. The moderator.
Move you got to move into the seat if yeah her. Prior to Felicia Day, she was like, because it was a full panel room, and it was in those. So it was like 1A10. It was like that, you know, when you go past like the corridor, and it's in the smaller of the rooms. So, you know, she was like, "Who's here for this?" And you know, there were a lot of people like raising their hand, going, "Yay, Felicia Day!" And like, I'm like, "Okay, I know who she is." And then it's like, okay, there's a wrestling panel right after. Who's here for this? And like,
almost everybody raised their hand for that one.
And it was great because like,
and what made it worse was they were counting and doing the clicker too.
Yeah. But no. So what happened is that like, so basically like we stay. So it was Alex and myself and my friend Swift, and behind us was Mario and David. And like we all moved forward, and Chris and Danny Roman were there too. So basically, like we all sat through shit. I mean, I have a feeling Danny and Chris were there super early on, but yeah, like we
They were trying to camp out to get good seats.
Yeah, I mean we were pretty close, but so as Alex may have mentioned, you know. The panel itself for AEW, oh my god, such energy and excitement. It was better than the last like 8 WWE live events I've been to.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was at the Raw after SummerSlam, Franny.
I really wanted to go to that one.
It was like amazing. And like, cause so it was a moderator from GQ magazine, then it was Moxley, Jericho, Jungle Boy, and I forget, was there one other guy? I don't remember off the top of my head, but it was
okay. Okay. It was Moxley,
yeah,
Jericho, Jungle Boy, Nala Rose, which is a transgender woman,
right?
Awesome Kong,
right?
And Brandi Rose,
right? Okay, yeah, that was just them on the stage, but announced was Cody Rhodes, but it's like, where's Cody? And
no, because if you read the thing from the panel. They never announced him to be there.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at the app and everything like that, they didn't announce him. They, you know, it was a work, dude. It was like, you know, like you kind of knew he was going to be there because remember he does have a title.
Yeah,
he's one of the big bosses for that promotion.
And so basically, it's like, so Mario was directly behind me and David behind Alex or something like that, and like, and so. Swift was like, yo, B, he's like, get your camera ready. And I'm like, all right. Because what happened is that they had one of the main camera people was like, you know, can you please, to Alex, can you please hold the seat? We have a guest coming in. And so we're like, okay. And like, something was up because like one person tried sitting there and we're like, hey, I'm sorry. And they were like, oh, just getting a picture. And then they came over and like, no, I'm just getting a picture, and they leave.
No, then, like, and I remember I gave that lady a warning. Like, listen, this is, you know.
Yeah. This is
reserved.
And then like when this dude showed up in a cowboy hat and that like Chris Jericho style sparkly jacket
Dude, it was he was dressed like Jericho when Jericho was in Japan. Like,
yeah,
you know.
He was dressed. He looked like a Jericho in New Japan cosplayer. But then, like, Swift and Alex were both like, "Yo, B, that's MJF," and we're like, "I'm like, huh?" And so I got my camera ready, and they're like doing candid photos and shit. And then when the Q&A was happening, he purposely let like six people go in front of him to ask like random questions. And one of the best questions asked, though, was to the females. And when Awesome Kong, because there was someone talking about wrestling, and Awesome Kong's like, I'm not using that four-letter word, we're wrestlers. Remember that? The whole, like, you know, like, we're not divas?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
And so...
No, well, we'll also remember the... Because remember, like I said, Nala Rose is a transgender, right?
Right.
And remember that transgender... I can't say dude because that's offensive, but you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a dude with a fucking female wig and boobs, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, he was just like, I want to say thank you for representing us, right? And
yeah.
I was just like, you know, and the thing is this, it's we've talked about this in the past on another podcast or whatever the hell is it. I'll give you the respect and everything like that or whatever, but ultimately, whatever, you know, with science, you're a dude.
But anyway, it's like, so, what you call it with that? Like, so all these people went first, and then MJF, it was his turn. And I sent you guys the video, and it's like that whole thing, right? That whole thing was like so much energy, so much excitement that didn't matter.
Like old school ECW.
Yeah. Like, again, I've been to like eight different wrestling events over the course of a few years, and this was better than that. And I got to see The Rock come out and mess up Rusev's speech when he was like, you know, when Rusev was basically Zangief for the WWE.
Isn't he still?
Kind of, but now he's American.
Ah,
yeah, okay. He's a legit, he became a U.S. citizen.
But also, like, I was there when the Dudleys came back and you know, beat the crap out of the New Day, you know, and yelled at Titus going, you know who we are? We're the Dudley boys and we're back. Like, I was at those Raws, and I'm just like, this was just better than that.
Dude, I'm gonna say one thing right now. The one event that I went to that I had so much fun with, and it was really great, was I went to the all-female pay-per-view. I went to Evolution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was saying that was fun, but the energy from that AEW panel was much more than Evolution. And I enjoyed that. But yeah, I could totally see it. But you know what it is? It's because with this, they're bringing wrestling back, dude. Like, you know, like
yeah.
The way that it used to be. Like wrestling, you know, like wrestling is, you know, even though we know that it's predetermined or whatever, it's still ultimately a sport. They're bringing
yeah.
back the sport and like the old school kayfabe of wrestling again, like kind of.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it entertaining and actually like believable for some people.
But you know what? The fans love it though. And you know, they super catered to the fans, dude. And this was, you know, this was like the ultimate fan service. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited to see what the AEW is bringing because like I haven't been watching wrestling for years. So,
but this the small little thing brought back like
that
old
that,
school.
Yeah, like
this had kind of attitude era feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
In the realism aspect, you know, where like, you know, it's fake, but it just seems so legit,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I hate that word for wrestling, dude. You know that. And
I know, I'm
speaking as a former pro wrestler, so like no matter what, like I respect the hell out of you, dude. You know that. I love you, but that is like the one word that I fucking hate when people like, you know, like you can say, you know, show.
It's like you just want to hit him with a chair, don't you?
Yeah, and then afterwards, I'll blade myself. So Brian, be like, there, you can feel better.
Yes.
Is that how it works? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how it works. Yep,
that's exactly how it works. Alex, what's good, dude? Oh, what you been up to, man?
I've been working on putting ideas for the new issue. Like I was kind of like back and forth with the script originally for the new issue of the comic, mm-hmm. And I totally scrapped it because an idea came up that I thought would fit perfect.
Okay.
I can kind of
the thing with ideas, don't ever scrap an idea.
No. Like it was like it didn't make sense with like, you know, from the last issue to this one.
Okay.
Like you get me, like, you know, I originally had an idea, but it didn't work. Like, you know, like it looked like the whole conversation changed from one thing. But then I thought, like, you know, since they're on the train now going, you know, because remember I told you it's leading up to the big issue that I want to work on.
I got you.
Right. So this one, I thought since they're on the train, I want to just rant about, like, you know, the inconveniences of what I think, you know, like the inconveniences of just public transportation. Uh-huh. That's what I wanted to go with.
That makes sense.
So I thought that would work perfect.
Okay. I can dig it.
Yeah.
I can dig it. Cool.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I apologize for that. My mom was asking me something, and you know, I don't want to be rude because, you know, an 80-year-old Puerto Rican mother, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
She knows I record, but she tends to forget that I record.
It's that memory. That's the memory thing.
Yeah, that and pulling off overtime like last week. So, you know, and it made me laugh because I was just like, all right, fine, cool. I'm making some extra money. Fuck, I'm broke again.
Yep.
Making just a little bit of change. Just a little bit of change for now.
That's how it goes.
A little bit. Yeah, I know. Don't worry. They, like I dude, I am a firm believer that things will get better. Things will, you know, will pick up. And, you know, I have that faith, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to go through the rough patch, you know, and come out of it stronger.
Mm-hmm. That's all you can do. That's all you fucking
can. I think we lost Franny.
I'm still here.
Yeah, I think she was just like hearing it, like, you know, these guys really passionate about shit. I'm just gonna sit down and eat popcorn and watch this. Just
yeah. See, because I just let you guys just talk during the whole wrestling thing. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna sit.
Right. I haven't watched wrestling in like 2 years, so
like that.
And it's funny because and of all things, Franny's actually been to a few of my shows too.
So
she got to see me when I first started training.
Yes. I wanted to be a wrestler too, but no.
I feel like
she went, you get hurt, hurt? Like, yeah, I get hurt.
The thing about
this nonsense.
The thing about Steve, like, he'll just listen to the whole wrestling thing on like a speed run when he's like editing the show. He probably like went to go like drop a deuce or something.
No, I didn't drop a deuce yet.
No, he didn't want to make his diary artwork.
Yeah, I did that earlier.
The new title. It's gonna be called...
I made a masterpiece. Look at it.
I was multitasking. I was listening to you guys and reading articles on my Facebook page feed.
Space.
She wants to be informed, so just in case if we mention something when we get into geek shit. She'd be like, oh, I can also add this.
This episode is going to be titled The Brown Note.
What? The Brown Note. I like that. Yep. The Brown Note.
I kind of feel like now we got to have jokes throughout the.
No, yep. But that's how it works. Normally, us joking around, we come up with the title.
Mm.
Yeah. So now the next note, The Brown Note.
So, yeah. So now, Steve. Just giving the bridge version of what you've been up to.
Yeah. So it's been a long fucking week.
Oh wait, yeah, we never mentioned what Steve is up to. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever noticed that I'm usually the one that asks, "Hey Steve, what you been up to?" Because everyone else will get on this whole tangent, and then I'm just like, "Oh shit, you almost forget about Steve."
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, like, I always leave myself for last too. So like, I don't know why. I should have just went at the beginning.
Because dude, you're the official showrunner, dude. Like, you know, you're the one that, like, if we start going off the rails, then you'd be like, you know, stop this shit. Let's get back to where we were at. Okay, yes, sir.
Right. Yeah. 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 So this week, I actually I did something really fun. I went to a comedy show. Yay! I haven't been to a comedy show in a long fucking time. Last time I went to a show was New York Comic Con when they had that Alex and I spoke about, I think, in last episode or so. That we met Brian Posehn. That was the last time I went to a comedy show.
And you know they don't do that anymore, and it's so fucking horrible. Well,
that's just like the year before that they had like a whole like, you know, concert too. They didn't do that anymore either.
Like when we got to go see, was the Posehn thing the same year as Jimmy Garofalo?
Yeah, it was the same year. Yeah. That same year that I had, like, I guess was like Patton Oswalt or some shit like that too.
Something like that, yeah. But anyway, go on.
There was a bunch of different comedians there. But yeah, like the last time I was at a show was then. And then the time before that was like when I was like when I turned 21. So it was a long fucking time. I've only been to a few comedy shows. So I got tickets to go see Dan Cummins, who had a podcast also that I'm a huge fan of. And so I went to go see him at Side Splitters over here. It was really fucking good. He had a whole hour set or whatever. And it made me feel real good. And then after the show, like I got to meet him. It was really cool. Really fucking good. And
very cool.
Yeah, and then there was another really cool dude that was there that he was the opener or whatever. They just had the feature in the opener. And he's actually from New York or whatever. He goes by Mr. Waters on the Instagrams. So if you want to follow him, go follow him. But yeah, it was a really, really, really cool fucking show. Like, I'm glad that I went. Got to interact with Dan Cummins the whole and talk about Time Suck because that's his podcast and shit. But yeah, it was really fucking entertaining and really fucking fun. I'm glad I got to do that. And then I also got to chill with the children's yesterday, I guess. Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yeah, and besides that, it's just been work, 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 like nonstop fucking work. It just doesn't fucking stop. It's been crazy. Like they just give us like tons of shit, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I can only put so much at one time. And they're like, no, have more. Take it. I'm like, no, fuck you, no.
That's kind of how work is, though.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
No, that's. I can't believe it's been that long since you've seen a stand up.
Yeah, it's been a really fucking long time. I love watching stand up, but just like it's just finding the time to actually go to a show and actually sit there and actually watch it. It's like
I get it.
Having the energy to go to it.
I get it. I mean, when I typically go see my friend Kyle perform every year at New York Comic Con's New York Comedy Club thing. My friend Kyle Lewis, he works. Mm-hmm. He does the Mark Ellis concerts.
Oh, cool.
So basically, I missed it this year due to timing and stuff, but, aside from him, the last stand-up I was at was, Aziz at BAM.
Oh, okay.
And, they were filming the Netflix thing.
Oh, nice.
And,
so that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah. And you know, we rewatched it on Netflix itself and you can't tell when they spliced it because that, you know, obviously the magic of Hollywood editing. But no, that's great. I mean, every now and again, you just got to like watch a comedy special, whether it be live or, you know.
Oh, no, see, that's the thing, though. I watch comedy specials all the fucking time.
Did you see Paper Tiger yet?
Yeah, I've been seeing that. So then, like, the first day it came out. That's
like the best Bill Burr special to date.
Yeah. Because he's
funny?
I don't give a fuck.
I did like that special, but I like Chappelle's more.
See, I differ. Chappelle was great, but he's the same Chappelle.
Yeah.
No, because his last special before this one, before Sticks and Stones, wasn't as good.
I didn't see the last special. I mean, we lost Franny. She got annoyed and hung up.
Oh, he probably looked.
I got her back.
There she is. We thought you got annoyed and hung up.
No. I love Bill Burr, and I agree with the comment about Chappelle. He's always the same.
He's the same. His special was great. Like, I cried at times, and my ribs are hurting, but like I felt like I was sore for 2 days versus 3 days. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, Dave Chappelle.
So Chappelle was more of a gentle lover versus Bill Burr, who just totally fucked you with humor.
Like, I mean, Chappelle talking about, was it Anthony Bourdain? And then talking about a dude from Empire, Jussie Smollett, and he's
the French actor Jussie Smollett, oh Juicy Smollett.
Yeah, but like as great as that was, it's like just Bill Burr in general talking about his interracial marriage and his child, and it's just I love Bill Burr. Like, what was it? It was his Black and White special talking about church.
Mm-hmm.
Say what we say when we say it. You know?
Like, Bill Burr's always been good like that. He's always been real good, regardless of what you think. Even not just on the stand-up, but even like when he does the fucking like the F is for Family.
I love that show. I cannot wait for the next season. Like, F is for Family is just great.
Oh, I love that show.
Speaking of animated though, did you watch the current season of Big Mouth?
No, not yet. I still have not watched it.
I really don't.
I'm up to episode six.
It's there. It's on its third season, right?
Yeah.
Three times,
dude.
Yeah.
The stupidest joke that I love in that so far was Coach Steve, where he's just like, you know, I'm not Coach Steve anymore. You can just call me Coach.
I. Coach Steve is one of the best side characters on the show.
Yeah, I really start thinking like after the second scene that he's like the fucking main character. Period.
Yeah,
he's like the one character that I look forward to the entire show.
Like, I always tend to like joke around like whenever I'm talking randomly to myself at work or whatever. I'm like, Coach Steve, how many bottles of wine? You know, like I just go in the full like I imitate it. You know. But
good job,
Coach.
I'm pretty sure the camera. How's it going, my little dude?
Yeah. Hi, my little dude. But no, like Coach Steve, I won't say. I'll just say the Queer Eye guys are on the show this season, but I won't say how. Because I don't want to spoil it for you, Steve. But
are they being like mad gay?
Yes, but also, hey, so technically, are you our Coach Steve?
I guess so. Probably not. No, I don't think so.
Welcome to the show. No, but like,
Jesus Christ.
No. So
did someone just restart their computer? What the fuck?
I think somebody just ran over themselves. That's what it was.
Have you guys watched the latest seasons? Latest season of South Park yet?
No, not yet.
I'm up to the new season. I finally caught up to the new. Like, I can start the new season now. I finally caught up to that. So at least I'm a few episodes behind. But I've been watching random clips online, hey, and I cannot wait to continue with it.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Hey. What? How about we get into some geek shit?
Okay, yeah, let's get into
it. Dude, it's been like 45 minutes. It's just
shit. Well, you know, this is how we roll. So
how many of you seen the Breaking Bad movie? No.
I have not watched that yet, but I really want to watch that soon.
Oh, it's so good. It got me watching the show again.
Yeah.
Nice. Good job.
I think I'm going to start rewatching it too. Franny, we'll talk later about it.
okay. Yeah, you can link up on the Facey Space and on the Instas and everything now. You
yeah,
can
exactly.
All be best friends.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, have on friends now. That's awesome.
Three friends. I got three friends.
Hey, everybody, have you met my best friend? My token white guy friend.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, so geek shit.
Yes, finally getting some fucking geek shit. Jesus Christ.
I know.
Even though we've been talking about
horrible, depressing shit, too.
No, actually, I don't have any depressing shit this week.
Well, yeah, it is depressing. Jonah Hill's really? Not going to be in Batman anymore.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about.
I know.
That glittery vampire going to be the new Batman? That's depressing.
Yeah, but see, we're not talking about him either.
But Jonah Hill's not going to be Clayface. That
upsets me. That does upset me though.
That's sad. Anyway, let's talk into some geek. Steve, you may be
getting started. What geek are we talking about today, Steve?
Yeah. So we got some news this. Well, last week we actually got some news. It's something we wanted to talk about last week, but of course we know we just. Me and Alex just kept
Super
talking.
About it.
Yeah. So, this episode at this moment is actually the same length as last week's. So,
never ending.
So,
welcome to the never ending podcast.
Right.
Yeah, basically. Basically.
The never ending podcast.
So, a show that's
Stranger
been around.
Things, for Stranger years. Things, Stranger Things.
All right.
Falcor. So,
I'm about to fucking mute you, motherfucker.
I pray you.
Anyway, all right, go ahead.
All right. So, as I was saying, we all know Supernatural, which we just mentioned a couple minutes ago, whatever. Jared Padalecki, one of the dudes in Supernatural, he is actually going to now be that's it's going away. He's going to be in fucking a reboot of Walker, Texas Ranger. Which is fucking insane, weird, and entertaining at the same time.
We I'm really need a remake of Texas. I said Toxic Ranger.
That would be amazing.
I want to see that one now. Fucking that's the next trauma film. Toxic Ranger.
He's gonna come out with his mop and everything, and it's gonna be Toxic, but with a cowboy hat.
Oh, that'd be amazing, dude.
I'm sorry, the duster.
Cowboy boots and a melted tutu.
Yes. Yes.
See, that is more interesting than just a reboot.
Yeah, that would be the best reboot.
Well,
actually,
I just hope to God that somehow fucking Chuck Norris ends up in like in an episode to at least to give the proper.
Or you know, it'd be funny actually if what they do is that they actually instead of it actually being a reboot, it's a continuation with fucking Walker as like his dad.
That would be
Chuck
great.
Norris as his
I was just thinking about that earlier. Like, why instead of just doing passing the torch stories, why don't they do that? Why do they keep rebooting when they literally, for almost everything, can pass the torch and make it continuously epic?
Yes, but exactly. Just like so they can continue with like Indiana Jones. Like,
what kind of retarded writers do they have?
Well, maybe.
Like, seriously.
What if? Hear me out. What if they have another episode in which Haley Joel Osment, as an adult this time, gets some random disease and is like, Walker, I have Ebola. And then we get another play him off keyboard cat.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
No?
And then his son can see dead people too.
I think I killed...
You had me at Ebola. That sounds great.
I thought I killed Franny. Yeah. Oh, no. New friend. No.
Brian just lost his new band.
Yeah, this show actually it looks like it's gonna be coming out for next year towards the beginning of the following. So it's gonna be towards the end of next year.
Well, I hope it's the passing of the torch and not another straight reboot because I'm fucking
shit.
Yeah, I hope they do. And Steve, that's a good idea. Like, what if this is Walker Jr.?
That'd be really dope.
You know, I mean, why not?
Remember the cartoon James Bond?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Yes.
You guys remember that?
I don't even know what you're saying. What cartoon was that?
James Bond Jr. It was James Bond's son, and yeah. like training, but he would always like fuck it up and go on real missions instead.
Was that around the same era as the Ace Ventura cartoon?
No, it was around, it was before then. It was like around the Inspector Gadget, Camp Candy era.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I remember Camp Candy.
We got to talk anyway. So, yeah, that's, I kind of want to watch it just to try it.
Dude, Welcome to the Texas Ranger.
I have an idea for an episode. Show.
That should last forever.
It lasted a lot. Is Wilford Brimley still alive? Can we get him?
Diabetes?
The Beatus.
Yes, Diabetes is still around.
I like it's he right? I don't think he ages.
Does I got
he...
an idea for an episode.
Well, he
can introduce Ricky Bobby and we can have his two kids, Walker and Texas Ranger.
I like it.
I can dig it. I can dig it. Fuck yeah.
Crossover Ricky Bobby.
That'd be cool.
That'd be dope.
I like to go fast.
But I bet money right now, I bet $20 that it's just gonna be a remake. And
yeah. It's going to suck. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it could. It could actually suck. It could actually suck. You're right.
Ooh. But you know, it won't get canceled because CW loves Jared Padalecki.
Yeah, they do. They really fucking do. Because you know why though? Because he's brought them so much fucking money.
Right.
Because Supernatural started when they were WB.
Yeah. He carried an entire network.
He's pre-merger of networks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they're bringing him back. Like, yo, here, don't go. Come stay with us. Just keep doing shit with us.
If it sucks.
Yeah, so they got rid of Michigan J. Frog and they kept him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck a frog.
I miss the frog, man.
On the WB, now I'm fired.
Yeah, and some next geek shit that we found out this last week. It's actually pretty interesting because, of course, you know, we spoke about He-Man a few weeks before this, and we find out that Sony is trying to sell its rights to He-Man, and not just the rights to He-Man, but the rights to a He-Man film that's actually in the works.
So
wait, they want to unload the rights. They want to give it away.
Not just give it away, but they want to give it away to Netflix.
So
they're filming everything, and then like instead of putting it in theaters,
they're not pitching an idea. They're literally telling Netflix to buy it.
Yeah, they're like, here, you take it and fucking put it on the screening on Netflix, and then fucking like so that way we don't have to worry about fucking not making any fucking money in theaters because you know it's not gonna make anything in theaters.
No, here's the thing about this He-Man movie. Is it a reboot or is it a He-Man sequel?
Right, that was my question, you bastard.
We don't know. They don't say if it's a reboot or if it's a remake or what the fuck it is.
I looked that up on my phone while you guys were talking about wrestling.
if it's not Dolph Lundgren and Frank Langella, I'm not in.
Okay, well it's definitely not Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren is definitely not gonna be in it. But It's interesting because I kind of want to see what's gonna happen with this, because I like the original fucking Masters of the Universe. That was one of the first movies that I got to see in theaters.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you couldn't even really say, dude, how come it was in that movie that no one can ever say Skeletor right?
Wait, and nobody caught my Ghostbusters reference. I was like, okay, who brought the dog?
I love Brian. That.
Brian, are you the key master?
I'm the gatekeeper, bitch.
Fuck you, I'm Sigourney Weaver. Fuck me, Rick Moranis, and we can get Zool.
Okay, so He-Man is going to be possibly a Netflix movie.
Yes. It's going to be a Sony Netflix movie or whatever.
See, I would only like it if it's as cheesy and over the top as the original.
Right, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that's going to be that difficult to do, but, you know, I don't know. They're retards in Hollywood now, so.
Absolutely. They really fucking are, which is sad.
It is. Yeah. With it,
but if you think about it, if it does wind up going into Netflix hands, you got to think about it like, okay, Netflix also has She-Ra, Princess of Power, which is actually a really fucking interesting show. I actually like it a lot.
I haven't watched it.
It's actually pretty fucking good. It's really entertaining.
I'll maybe watch it when I have time.
Okay, and not only just that, but they also have Masters of the Universe Revelation coming back with Kevin Smith doing the shit for it too. So
that's right. I forgot about that.
I didn't know about that. I would go more with Kevin Smith.
Yeah,
that was announced at what, SDCC?
That was announced a while ago. Yeah.
And actually, it was they also like brought a lot of information when they had PowerCon, which is actually a convention, you know, for He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. I didn't know he had that. That's great. I've been wanting to see him actually do a comic book movie since he didn't get to do Batman or Superman or anything.
Yeah, so it's really fucking exciting. I'm very, very excited to see what's going to happen with He-Man. Wasn't what, Alex?
No, what I was going to ask. Wasn't there a kind of thing that there were people that were trying to either petition or something like that for Kevin Smith's fucking Superman script to be actually done?
Right. Yeah, supposedly, yeah.
But I think it's too late.
It's too late. It kind of is.
Let's fucking move on now. It is too late.
But it's been so long. And if they do something, like, what could they possibly really do?
But, like, what panel was it? I forgot. But it was the dude. Oh, man. Alex, were you there with me for that panel with the dude who brought Batman back from campy into dark? Were you there for that?
Yes. Remember, that was the panel that we did, the 30th anniversary of '89 Batman.
Right. He actually hinted at that if Joker did very well, which it did, and it's called, that's great. it's going to be the year of the villain, and they're trying to pitch a Mr. Freeze movie. So I would actually love for it to actually happen, for it to be the year of the villain, and just back off of the heroes, because they, you know, no one's going to top Nolan right now, so they should, like, take a break and, you know, stop. I'm not looking forward to that new Batman at all. See, stop and focus on something else.
Do you see?
But you mentioned the Nolan, and I'm one of the few people that actually am not that big of a fan of that series.
The thing is with the villains is that, like,
people, you didn't like The Dark Knight Rises? That's, like, the best movie in the series. That's the only one I really, like, love.
No, Rises was the worst one of the series. It was the dark.
Yeah, Rises was terrible.
Right? The third one.
No, right. The third one was a mess, man.
Garbage. Oh, it was so upsetting. But the second one was good. The first one I thought was okay. Yeah.
Okay, so it goes like this. It was good, great, fucking 9/11 plane crash into a fucking building.
Wow.
Wow,
that's how bad it was to me.
Dark really fast. I thought it was YOLO. I would have gone with the third one was YOLO.
No, in my opinion,
no. Right, he had no anymore.
No, no.
Wait. Sorry, I wore Batman. Look carefully at Kristen Bale's you'll see what I'm talking about. Get the reference to why I said I wore it. But the Nolan trilogy was good. But my Batman is Michael Keaton.
Mine too.
Yeah. Burton to me defined like.
Sorry, what?
I was saying Burton to me, like, you know, those two Burton films, whatever, made me a Batman fan. That and the animated series, like, you know, that pushed me to be a Batman fan. And then Schumacher, when he decided to go 66 Ice Capades with it, fuck that.
But. Ultron saying that there is no talk at all for a Batman Beyond type of movie.
Of course not, because they still don't know how to get it right.
Well, at Comic-Con, they all had really great ideas. Fucking Michael Keaton had Batman.
Yeah, nobody wants to pay for it.
Huh?
Nobody wants to pay for it.
Well, no one's bought it yet. I feel like maybe if someone buys the rights for Batman Beyond, you know, it will happen. Yeah, you know, because that's what happened with the Batman from the 80s. He had on to it for like 9 years, and everyone kept telling him, no, we don't want to make this film. So I feel like it's in the same, Batman Beyond's in the same boat. We're going to have to wait till like 2030 for someone to
nobody cares anymore at that point.
Well, Granny's going to be waving that flag. Yay!
So Batman Beyond, so they actually had a reunion panel at Comic-Con. There.
Yeah, it was the 20th anniversary. It was great.
25th anniversary. And like, they clearly want to do something new.
Of course, because they want to get paid.
Right.
Well, actually, they also said that they had one last season for Batman Beyond that they wanted to do, but they never got to. I would love to see that.
I would too. And honestly, like, that panel was good. And like Kevin Conroy, I'm just like, there's Batman right there.
Yep.
And it's just like, I'm like, yeah, you said you wanted to retire after Arkham Knight, but I'm like, no, you still want to play him.
because he's a fantastic fucking character. That's why.
Aside from that, I feel like he's just so passionate about playing what he loves that he'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he'd do it in live action.
Well, I feel like that's the same thing with Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton always reminds everyone that he's Batman and that he's up for coming back as Batman.
Right, because he's already, what was the meme or the gif? It's like, but it's true. It's like anytime he was on set with Tom Holland, he'd be like, I'm Batman.
Yeah, he would harass little Spider-Man that he was Batman. And you know what would be great if they did do a Batman Beyond? Just like Kevin Conroy said, use Mark Hamill as the Joker.
Yes.
And finally, kill the Joker off and move on with the new, Batman. But no, that takes too much creativity, too much effort.
And not only just that, but like, the uninitiated minds won't understand what the fuck is going on.
No, they wouldn't.
And it will have to be rated R. They won't do that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But we might have the year of the villain, so I'm really looking forward to that, though.
We'll see.
I really am. That'd be nice.
But the thing is, people continue to bitch about the fact that like villains shouldn't be portrayed as main characters.
Well, they could all suck a bag of dicks.
Yeah, I agree.
Dear Innocent probably... Geek, I did not appreciate Franny's comments about sucking a bag of dicks.
So I'm going to send you a bag of dicks.
Yeah. I hope that they at least all have condoms and are protected.
They better be all clean.
That's hilarious.
Hopefully they're all sanitary. So,
sanitary bag of condoms.
So what's the next thing on the agenda?
Yeah, the next thing on the agenda is...
A bag of vaginas.
Fucking shit to do here. Kevin Feige, this fucking fuck of a dude, he is getting more money, of course.
Yep.
And he is now the chief creative officer of Marvel Studios. And not just Marvel Studios, but that's just like everything that has to do with anything coming out of Marvel, as far as like television, movies, fucking animated, everything.
So he's basically Mr. Marvel.
Yeah, basically.
That's incredible. I mean,
that's insane.
Considering what he's done with Marvel Studios, I get it.
Yeah, I get it too. The thing is, because what they want to do, they want to basically intertwine every single thing that's out there. Instead of having individual little shows, each show he wants to basically tie it into everything that's out there. Like, how we have, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., even though it is directly tied into the Avengers, it still didn't really make sense with a bunch of other shit too. So right. One thing that they're trying to fix, as well as like, you know, the animated shows, because they want to intertwine everything. So yeah, they want to do the animated shows. They want to do the fucking the Hulu shows and fucking everything, all tied into one big, huge, creative content craziness. What? What, Brandon?
I'd doom. Doom. I don't know.
Yeah. This is one of those things that's like, even though it sounds amazing, it's the fact that like,
I think it's too much shit.
Yeah.
I think it's way too much.
No, I was gonna say you can't put everything together in one thing because you've already established stuff in the past in certain things. You can take influences or whatever, you know, and make it like the thing of its own. Because remember, you know, how is it that you have two different Quicksilvers, you know, in the Fox universe and the MCU.
See, but you think about it now, like the Fox universe pretty much doesn't really exist anymore.
Nope, that's gone.
I feel like smashing it all together actually kind of closes out all types of creativity and expansion of things because I don't like it. Cause look, Deadpool was a standalone. He did his thing. It was fucking amazing. Them doing it this way, that cuts that out now. He is now Disney's bitch, and he's going to do whatever they have to say, and if they give him a little bit of creative freedom, good for him, but I bet you it's going to be little. It's just, it's not, I think it's creatively stunting.
Well,
Deadpool.
And also, I have very little hope. I think they're going to make a clusterfuck of something amazing that they did. Okay? Because if you really look at it, Infinity War was amazing. Endgame was, you know what? It was weak. I've watched it so many times that I've realized it's not that great. They rushed through it. They didn't give us the really impactful, you know, Lord of the Rings type of end battle. We got a fucking bum-ass battle. Because they rushed it. So I think giving him all that power is too much, and it's going to be oversaturated with meh. And yeah, that's it. And I'm also not sold on the idea because they didn't even have the balls to make Black Widow a rated R movie, which it should have been, because the fans are adults for Black Widow. Black Widow and Hawkeye were loved more by grown-ups, and those movies should be rated R, not PG-13, like Deadpool. But guess what? They're not going to do rated R. Yes, they're going to keep Deadpool rated R because they kind of, quote-unquote, have to. But everything else is going to be PG-13, which for me is whack. That's whack.
Tell them how you really feel.
I will break things.
Hulk smash.
No, you get it right. Franny smash. Secret.
It's like she's just straight up listening to like Limp Bizkit's Break Stuff and getting all mad.
Yes. Yes.
Damn it. Damn it. Just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everybody's fucked and everybody's stuck. Marvel.
So that's how I feel. It's creatively stunting.
Yeah, it really is.
No, but you know what's funny? I kind of agree with her because I did feel that Infinity War was a little bit better than Endgame.
Yeah, you know why? Because it was written like an actual film.
I feel like as good as Endgame was, it should have maybe come out a year later. You know, like it came out May of this year. But it should have come out May of next year. Like, give them that extra year to go, okay, let's revamp the story and make this what it should have been. And you're right. Infinity War, I walked out of, as sad as it was with Stark going, I am Iron Man, reversing the snap, dead Tony, and you know, flaky Thanos, and all that other shit. It's like an old man Cap, which has now become a meme. But walking out of Endgame, I didn't have the same what as I did in Infinity War.
Yeah, I was traumatized by Infinity War. honestly, that whole, you know, Infinity War and Endgame should have been just as epic as Lord of the Rings.
Well, because Infinity War ended.
The King and the Two Towers. It should have
Infinity
been
War ended. Infinity War ended. Coño. Infinity War ended on a sour note out of, like, compared to any other fucking Marvel movie. This was the most depressing one out of all of them.
Yeah.
That's why it was so amazing.
With Tom Holland going, I don't want
more to it for why it was amazing, at least for me. And Endgame just didn't hold up its end. And it's kind of sad because it was a groundbreaking, you know, film in general, just all the years leading up to that final film. And after the nostalgia and hype kind of fades away and you go back and you watch it, it doesn't even hold the same effect. You actually start to see where it was rushed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen to Marvel now. It's going to be half-assed, smashed together, and rushed.
I hope not, but you're right.
I don't feel so good, Franny.
But neither do I. I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Every day thinking about it. No.
Okay, so now let's think about something else other than shitty Marvel's idea.
Okay, fine. Let's snap out of this.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. So
the other thing, and this is going back into Batman earlier. I'm sorry, Steve. Did you want to say this?
Yes, I did, fucker. So two things have come out this week from the Batman. One of them is, well, they're both pretty damn awesome, actually. One of them is that we have a new Catwoman.
Yes.
Which is Zoe Kravitz.
I'm very pleased by this.
Yes, I am very pleased by this because Zoe Kravitz is actually pretty damn good.
She came a long way.
Yeah, she really has. And she looks a lot like her fucking mother, which is fucking creepy as shit.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And it's funny because now Catwoman and Aquaman, you can say that they're like, you know, Aquaman's Catwoman's dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. The whole Jason
Momoa. My man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I heard he wants to be Wolverine.
No.
He's too fucking tall.
I'd much rather see him as Lobo.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But yeah, Zoe Kravitz. She was also, wasn't she in fucking Days of Future Past? Not Days of the first one, X First Class.
Yeah. She was the one that kind of like turned on them.
Yeah, exactly.
But then she was also a short-lived part in Californication.
Yeah. She's been in a bunch of different shit.
She has.
So I'm kind of excited to see her play this role. But the next role that I'm very excited for is Paul Dano coming. I don't know why I fucking wrote this as Joker, but no, not Joker, but as the fucking Riddler.
That's the role he was born to play.
Yes.
He's a fucking great actor. Going back, you know that, like, The Court of Owls was the first book I've ever bought for Midtown Comics. Mm-hmm. And, like, 13 years of not reading. That Riddler, right? That Capullo-drawn Riddler. And now looking at Paul Dano.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's him.
It fits.
And I told you right in the text that, like, he lives in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did tell me that.
Yeah, like, he was walking with his wife and child. And, like, I look at him, he looks at me, we nod, and then, like, we go separate ways.
Okay, but, like, don't tell me, but who?
So, Paul Dano, he had kind of minor roles, too, in the beginning. He was in, what the hell was the one with, like,
There Will Be Blood.
What?
He was in There Will Be Blood, he was in Looper.
Oh, yeah, he was in that. Yeah.
Looper. I only remember the main characters in Looper. Sorry.
Well, he was like the fucking the drugged out dude towards the middle over.
No.
You ever see The Girl Next Door?
No.
He was in that. He was in
He was really good in There Will Be Blood.
I never saw that.
So good.
He was in God, what was it? Night and Day.
I never saw that one.
No.
Well, regardless, he just
I don't know who he is. Yeah.
Franny, if you have a cell phone, there's a device called the internet.
You know, I left it in the room, and I don't think called Google. I'll Google him later, I guess. Because aren't they attached to this guy's Batman? The glittery.
Yes.
The glittery Batman.
Yes, sword? the glittery Batman. Yes.
Right, right. So I'm not that excited until I see a trailer.
But you know, there's what was it? What was the I didn't get to see.
There you go. You hear the dog is like, you know, me too.
Okay, who brought the dog?
Who let the dogs out?
But no,
the Baja men. They did.
They did exactly. But I didn't get to see it. But it was a good time. Was the Robert Pattinson movie?
I haven't seen that either.
It was like an indie flick. I really wanted to watch it, and I suppose it was like really good.
Okay.
Wait, what happened? I had to stop my demon dog. What I missed?
Oh. So, Robert Pattinson was in a movie called Good Time. It was an indie flick, and it was supposed to be like really good.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get to see it, but like he,
you just no, like, that you didn't get to see it. That's fucking hilarious.
That's not what I was. Yeah, I was expecting you to be like, it was amazing. You guys ability of his acting prowess.
But that's the thing. No. It's like you can't blame him for vampire Twilight movies.
I just don't see his acting ability from what I've seen him in. I've seen him in Harry Potter. I unfortunately saw the first Twilight, and that's about it. So as far as I know, he's a mute extra in Harry Potter, and Twilight was terrible, you know, on all accords. Really can't blame the actors, but I don't know him in anything else. So like I said, I'm not excited until I see a trailer so I could see his ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
when they secretly,
I still say who you, because he hasn't done anything to stand out.
Wow, it came out. Who you? I can see right now when they film that movie, they're gonna be like, okay, so the you know how they always put like a fake pseudo name for the movie?
Yeah.
So instead of it being known as the Batman, it's gonna be known as Sparkling Night.
Sorry, I'm reading something. This just in, John Cho injured on set of Cowboy Bebop, forcing 7 to 9 months production hiatus.
Yeah, I read that while you guys were talking about wrestling. But yeah, that's story, bro.
They don't say what exactly happened, but it's a freak injury which will take place on the freak injury which took place on the final take of a scene that had been thoroughly rehearsed.
Yeah, that's why you can't take ages into space.
Yeah, Ricard. Although he didn't get injured in Star Trek.
If you're not Sulu, it doesn't work.
Well, Cowboy Bebop is a dangerous.
But yeah,
it's hardcore.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous all its own, you know.
Remember, it's a series about.
Space cowboys, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And actually, we've talked about this in the past. That is my favorite anime of all time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I never watched it.
It's so good.
I'm also not an anime. I'm not an anime guy.
Don't consider it anime. Consider it awesome.
Yeah, honestly, Brian, wow. If you ever get a chance, because it's only 24 episodes, so if you ever get a chance, you can sit through it. It's really good, dude. Like, it's well-written and everything. And the soundtrack, like various songs, like, you know, like the music on that is amazing.
It's actually really, really, really good.
I haven't seen it in a long time, so.
It's one of the best animes that's come out.
I'll be honest with you. When they had it like running all the time in Adult Swim, after a while, I just stopped watching it because I didn't want it to, you know, Like, you know how you love something so much, you don't want. Yeah, exactly. Because Cowboy Bebop, dude, it is, like I said, it's so good.
So good.
So good.
All right, so yeah, so that pretty much wraps it up for this week. That's everything that we've been wanting to talk about, and it's been a long ass fucking episode.
Nothing but fun.
Yeah, of course, it's always fucking fun. That's what I love about doing this show. We get to chill and talk shit.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we finally got Franny back on.
And, yay!
You know, now we can finally say that Franny is our
token girl.
Yes, exactly.
The angriest person on your podcast.
Yo, for real.
I have a passion, okay?
Yeah. What is the passion? Anger.
My profession is rage.
Yeah. So she's the real
resume. She's gonna pull her resume or whatever. Like, so what you good at? Well, I'm good at ranting, complaining, and stating my purpose.
She's a real life Agresuko, yeah. Oh yeah.
Anything else? What do you mean anything else?
Yeah, basically.
Hand to hand combat.
Yeah, so
knife fighting.
Yeah, make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We have Bri2J Presents. We have Good Games, which is still on hiatus, but we also have that on there. You can check that out. We also have Inner City Geeks Turntable, where me and Charlie talk about shit, especially music. So you check that out. So we also have First Watch, which should be coming back soon. Also, Anime World, Manga Times, and Comics Con Sabor.
Which supposedly he has new episodes coming.
Supposedly, yes.
He told me, he's like, I'll email you the links. I have like 10 new episodes. I'm like, well, I was like, email Steve because I'm going to be really busy at my job.
Yeah, because I'll do it.
Yes, I'm selling spirits. Leave me alone, buddy.
Yeah, so you can check all that shit out on innercitygeeks.com. Also, like, like Brian said earlier, you could check out some of his vlogs and shit that he's been doing.
I am.
You can check out my YouTube channel, kind of on hiatus too, but I'll be back.
Yes, you will find Franny stuff on our page as well. So yes, make sure you check all that shit out. What else? While you're on the page, you can go scroll all the way to the bottom, and you can find links to shit. So you can find the link to Amazon.com where you can buy some shit like usual, or you can actually click on that link and actually get 1 month free for Amazon Prime. We all love Prime, of course, and there's a bunch of cool shit on fucking
Prime. Yeah, I use my sister's Prime.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, I don't use my own.
Nope.
But yes, you guys can, everybody can use that Prime and do whatever the fuck they want. Buy all the dildos and buy fucking like.
Oh my god, you cannot buy that off of Amazon.
Yes, you can.
They're from Adam and Eve.
You can find that on Amazon too.
You can buy anything from dildos to butt plugs on Amazon.com.
Yeah, Brian knows from experience.
So what's the game for next week?
What are you going to be for Halloween? A vibrator?
Where'd you buy that?
Work like this.
Yes. Make sure you check that out. Also, you'll find the link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is another cool ass company that has some geek related shit. So it's like shirts and hoodies and hats and a bunch of cool shit. So make sure you check out So Sick Clothing Company or sosick.co or sosickclothing.co. And you click that link, and when you're going to go buy anything, you get to, at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of whatever the fuck you're buying off the page. Another thing you can find on the innercitygeeks.com, you can find the link to kushly.com, which is a site that helps people buy some dope ass CBD products. So do that. You can get some tinctures, some fucking shatter, some fucking oils, and anything you want. Well, not anything. It's still, some stuff. Yeah, make sure you check that out. And at checkout, you can type in, well, you can just click the link and it'll take you there, whatever. What else? You can listen to this show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Play Music, and on motherfucking Spotify. Check us out on all of those. You could listen, you could find the show on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on the Instagrams and on the Twitters at InnerCityGeeks. All one word, no underscores. Where can we find you guys? Brian, where can we find you, sir?
Sitting in a chair scrolling through the Facey Space. You can find me on Twitter at BRI_2J, same as the Instagram. If you want to follow the channel, it's BRI_2J Presents. And I post randomly on that too for upcoming links to what's coming to the YouTubes, which is BRI_2J Presents. So please like, comment, and subscribe and share. Please, I need subscribers.
The cat was like, no, fuck you, no. I don't want to subscribe.
Hey, I'm at 382.
Come on, that's please.
So 382 subscribers. It took a while, but I'm there.
Hell yeah. It takes time.
It does.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Alex, we can find you, sir.
You could find me reflecting on your old joke earlier when you were pushing the Kushly, whatever you said, dope ass products. It's like, I see what you did there.
Good. I'm glad you got that one.
Yeah. I can see the other ones like kind of stone, like, what? You can find me on Twitter at DinyDINYED. You can find me on Instagram at DinyDIN.YPD.
Yes. And Franny, where can we find you?
You can find me on YouTube, Franny the Fangirl. Please subscribe. I need subscribers too. My channel is on hiatus right now, but I promise I will be dropping some videos soon. And you can also find me on Instagram. Thank you.
Yeah, we're all willing to help, you know.
Thank you. It is hard running a channel all by yourself.
Yes, it is.
Which is what I do. I write, I review, I edit, I post edit. It gets crazy.
It is not fun. Welcome to my world.
Well, see, I love it, but like I had you don't know this, but I had an accident. So just like getting better with rehab since the accident and dealing with all that really stunts you being creative.
Yeah, it
really does kill the mojo.
Yeah, it really does.
And apologies, Franny, but Alex, your comment about Steve and dope and Kushly. so I'm gonna play you this. Did it come through?
Wow.
because I was the only one that got that joke from Steve. It was so subtle.
Can I drop my Instagram handle, please?
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Thank you. Sweet Geeks. So sweet _geeks_RR. Yeah.
Yeah.
You continue with your man bonding.
That was such a fake.
Isn't that called dick talking?
Yeah, and you guys can find me on the Instagrams and on the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And yeah, that pretty much fucking wraps it up for this week. But
thank you guys so much for having me back on. You rock.
Hell yeah, dude, you're part of the family now, so
that
you're stuck. You're stuck.
I'm stuck.
yeah, I guess you're stuck. Fuck.
God damn it.
Brian said the same thing after like the first day he met me. He was like, fuck, I'm stuck now.
I know. So
do I get Brian's like, do I get a cream for that?
And this is why, I mean, and real quick, the last thing I'm gonna say for the night is like, it's funny how I disobeyed direct orders by fraternizing with tenants.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it.
I'll tell you off air.
Listen to the old podcast and you can catch up.
No,
that sounds like way too much work.
I mean, I don't want homework. I don't want homework. Fuck this nonsense.
Yeah, so before we go, I figured that, like I always play some music, right? So I found this band this week that I was very interested in. I was like, oh, okay, I'll play this song from them. Turns out they don't even have a whole album out yet, which is, I'm like, oh, this is very exciting. So the band is called Unveil the Strength. And this band is like they're an international band because they have members all over the fucking world. They have one dude from Australia, another dude from England, another from Turkey. And like a couple other people, but I don't know where the fuck the rest of them are. But but they're really fucking dope. And the song that I'm gonna play for them is basically like their only real single right now is "Hell's Never Over." Yeah, it's a fucking dope ass
set. That is so inspiring.
Yes, yes. So say goodbyes, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbyes, everybody.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. Like I always say, don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.